Good Monday afternoon. I'm Mary Lee, and this is your Pix Now update. We begin with breaking news right now out of San Jose, where a man has died after crashing into a Caltrans truck. It happened on southbound Highway 101 just after 10:30 this morning near the Brokaw Road off-ramp. Chopper 5 was over the scene moments ago. You can see just how bad the damage is to both vehicles. Officials say the Caltrans truck was following a Caltrans sweeper vehicle when that white Dodge Ram hit it, killing the driver. All southbound lanes have been closed while crews continue to investigate and clean up the debris. You can see it has created quite the backup. Boy, check that out. There's no estimated time for when the highway will reopen. Traffic is being diverted at State Highway 87. The lights are still out in parts of Sonoma, Napa, and Lake counties. For the first time, PG&E has shut off electricity to the area in an unprecedented move to keep people safe and to minimize the extreme fire danger. Right now, about 17,000 customers in the North Bay are without power. PG&E says this was a move to keep people out of harm's way.
This is for fire safety. This is to prevent wildfires and to mitigate wildfire risk for the safety of the community, for the safety of our customers, and during extreme weather conditions.
PG&E anticipates to complete line inspections today pending safe working conditions. These inspections are being done at this hour via helicopter, driving, and on foot. In the meantime, schools across Napa, Lake, and Sonoma counties were closed today. It's still unclear if they'll have to be closed again tomorrow. So let's talk about the winds. They are easing, thank goodness, as we continue through the afternoon hours and tonight, we'll see the winds really die down. But that red flag warning has since expired for the North Bay and East Bay Hills, but a red flag warning still in effect for the Central Valley as well as Sacramento Valley, and that does include Solano County and Lake County there. But wind speeds currently east-northeasterly winds at 12 at Half Moon Bay, 10-mile-per-hour winds in San Francisco and Oakland, and in Fairfield, sustained winds of 15 miles per hour. So again, we are going to see the winds decrease, but very dry out there with low relative humidity values. Well, President Trump and the First Lady are in Florida right now, touring the devastating damage left behind after Hurricane Michael. Right now, more than 200,000 customers are without power in six states from Florida to Virginia, all waiting to get their power restored. Moments ago, the president praised the work of FEMA and first responders.
This road, 5 hours ago, you couldn't ride on it. And today, you see the trees are all pushed. Today, we're having not much of a problem. Pretty amazing job.
Next, the president and first lady are heading to Georgia to get a first-hand look at the damage there. Back here in the Bay Area, there's a new plan to combat the homeless crisis in Oakland. Today, Mayor Libby Schaaf announced a program to keep people from losing their homes. According to her, it provides emergency cash assistance, free legal representation, and supporting services.
We don't want to continue to have to do these emergency interventions like tough shits. We need to permanently solve this problem and prevent it from happening in the first place.
Members of the San Francisco Foundation and Kaiser Permanente joined the mayor for today's announcement. Well, they're back. Electric scooters returned to the streets of San Francisco this morning. This time, though, they'll be tightly controlled by the SFMTA. Two companies got the go-ahead to deploy 625 scooters today, Scoot and Skip. They were chosen out of 12 companies that applied for the permit. If all goes well for the first 6 months, they may be allowed to double that number. If Tesla CEO Elon Musk gets his way, there could soon be a Tesla-branded tequila on the shelves. The electric car company filed a trademark application last week for Tesla-quila, describing it as a distilled agave liquor. However, the product is still in its early stages. Musk posted a mock-up of the bottle on Twitter last Friday with a red and tan label emblazoned with Tesla's indomitable logo. The British royal family is growing 5 months after tying the knot. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are expecting their first child. The announcement comes as the couple is in Australia on their first overseas trip together. The family of three will live on the grounds of Kensington Palace in a two-bedroom cottage. They'll be across the street from Prince William and Kate, who have three children of their own.
They'll just be able to play together and raise their kids and have a wonderful upbringing.
The baby is due next spring and will be the seventh in line to the throne. Well, we'll be back with another update at the top of the hour, and you can watch or listen to our updates on your favorite platforms, including our website, kpix.com, or on our KPIX Facebook page.
Pix Now News is sponsored by Chevron, proud to support STEM education in the Bay Area. Meet our STEM standout, Nicole Collins Puri.
TechBridge Girls is focusing on exciting, educating, and equipping girls to really see STEM as a vehicle to economic mobility and better life's chances. We're creating an environment that says, we see you, we hear you, and we understand your journey.
Chevron and KPIX 5, teaming up to support STEM education in the Bay Area.